Well, markets can be unpredictable. The NBA, on the other hand, is pretty predictable. The NBA finals start tonight. No surprise who is playing. For a fourth straight year, it is the Golden State Warriors taking on LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, Golden State has won two of the three previous meetings. They are heavy favorites to win again. NPR's Tom Goldman has more on these usual suspects who actually are not that usual this time around.
Tired of the same old matchup? How about this to pique your interest? It's historic. This is the first time in this country's major pro sports two teams have competed against each other for a championship four straight times. Still, enough people are grumbling about it that LeBron James was asked to weigh in yesterday in Oakland.
Teams have had their opportunities to beat the Cavs over the last 4 years, and teams have had opportunities to beat the Warriors over the last 4 years. And if you want to see somebody else in the postseason, then you got to beat them.
Fair point, and here's another one. It is the same two teams, but as this season and the playoffs unfolded, their fourth finals meeting hardly was inevitable.
It's been a whirlwind season. I like to call this season the growing pains for me.
That's Cleveland forward center Tristan Thompson.
This is the first year where we've had, you know, some major adversity.
And he's not even talking about the tabloid scrutiny of his relationship with Khloe Kardashian. There was star point guard Kyrie Irving's exodus to Boston. There were injuries. There was a roster overhaul in February, prompting one NBA analyst to call the Cavs, at that point, a dumpster fire, meaning guard J.R. Smith's one-game suspension for throwing soup at an assistant coach. That fit right in. The constant through soup and bad basketball was James. He held the Cavs together as they barely slipped into the finals. And slipping may be a good way to describe the Warriors as well. The Warriors' practice session yesterday on their home court was loose but focused. That's Golden State head coach Steve Kerr's way. Let him improvise like jazz musicians, but don't forget the sheet music, too.
That's a tightrope at times.
And assistant coach Ron Adams says the Warriors have fallen off that tightrope more this season. Turnovers, defensive lapses, one-on-one basketball replacing Golden State's beautiful ball and player movement. It was as bad as it's been just a few days ago when Golden State clinched a spot in the finals despite a horrible first half against Houston.
Well, I think familiarity breeds a little bit of contempt for the process at times. I think that happened.
The process is a grinding 82-game regular season that begets, if you're good like the Warriors, a grinding two-month-long postseason. And Adam says you do that four straight years, and it's human nature to tune out at times, which is why the Warriors guard Sean Livingston is thrilled the finals are here.
You've been in this marathon, and then you turn in the corner and seeing the finish line. That right there is a breath of fresh air, right? And so it's like, I got one last sprint, you know?
So we're going to see flawless Warriors basketball.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The Warriors against the Cavs is where the NBA was supposed to be when the season began. It's where the NBA ended up. Connecting that beginning and end was as hard as it's been for these historic rivals. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Oakland.